Spirit of God. Spirit of God. You know why the Spirit of God has free course at Calvary Cathedral International? It's because this church, this ministry is built on the Word of the living God. It's built. The foundation is the Word of God. The foundation is the Word. So I'm going to give you some words so when you leave here, you can't say we didn't get any Word tonight. I'm going to read one scripture. I'm just trying to figure out which one it is. Jesus. Hey, Marabasa. Okay. Second Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture. Can you say all scripture? All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is literally God breathed. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to base our lives on the Word of God. We've got to have for a foundation for our lives the Word of God. It's got to be final authority in our lives. The Word of the living God. It must be final authority. It can't be the second thing we think of or the third thing we think of. The Word of God has to be our authority. It has to be our foundation. It has to be the very first thing we think of. There are so many things going on in the earth right now, in this world right now. I want to give you four unreliable sources of authority. Our authority must be on the Word of God. But let me give you four. And the reason, I stay on the other side of this, but I want to give you four unreliable sources of authority. The Word of God is to be our authority, but the world has gone completely the other direction. And there's four, I see it all the time, when we counsel with people, when we're talking with people, when people come in and talk to pastor or me, and these four things always come up, and I want to give them to you, so when you sense these things rising up, you will know they are not of God. Let me give you number one, an unreliable source of authority. The Word of God has to be our authority, but there are so many people that come in and they say, culture is what I'm looking at. Culture is an unreliable source of authority. It is unreliable. You can't rely on culture to live your life. Culture is an unreliable authority. Culture is when you say, everybody's doing it, so it must be the right thing to do. Well, just because everybody's doing it, ladies and gentlemen, does not make it the right thing to do. I used to go up to my mother and dad, and I would say, I want to go do this. And I would say, everybody's going to do this. And my mother would look at me as only my mother could, and she said, no, not everybody's doing it because you're not going to do it. Culture is an unreliable authority. The Bible says in Exodus 23:2, listen to this, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. One translation says, Exodus 23:2, do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. Isaiah, here's where we are today. Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. I mean, today, we have people saying that right is wrong and wrong is right. We have a culture that says you can use the bathroom of your choice depending on how you feel that day. That's culture, ladies and gentlemen. That's the culture in which we live. Culture says all kinds of mixed-up things. You can't trust or rely on culture because what's accepted today will not be accepted tomorrow. What's popular this year will not be popular next year. If you build your life on culture, what everybody's doing, what fashion is saying, what the fads are, what are the contemporary relevant things to do, you're always going to be behind the time. You're always going to be behind the curve. The only way to be relevant, ladies and gentlemen, all the time is to be eternally minded. And the only way to be eternally minded is to continually, constantly feed on God's Word. Because God's Word never changes. God's Word is true. It's true now. It's true. Hallelujah. And if it's true, it's not new. If it's true, it's been around forever. Truth is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If it was true 1,000 years ago, it's true today, and it's going to be true 1,000 years from now. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. You cannot rely on culture. You must rely on the Word of God. Number two, another unreliable source to base your life on is tradition. It's an unreliable source, tradition. That's the idea that says we've always done it that way, so it must be right. But that's not necessarily correct either. Tradition can be wrong. In talking to the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus said, "You've made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition." Matthew 15:6. And that's what we don't do here at Calvary. I appreciate a pastor that always attempts everything we do. We attempt to base everything we do on the Word of God, not on tradition. That's why we've had longevity. That's why this church has been here, because it's founded on the rock. It's founded on the Word of the living God. Thank God for a pastor that wants to do everything based upon the Word. That's what he was talking to me today about. That's why I wanted to minister on the Word. Hallelujah. Feeding on the Word of God. So culture and tradition are unreliable sources of authority. And a third unreliable source of authority to live your life by is reason. Reason says, I thought, I think this is true. I always thought. In other words, reason relies on our own intellect. If it sounds logical, if it sounds reasonable, then that's my source of authority. But the Bible warns against that. When the chief priests and elders questioned Jesus' authority, the Bible says they reasoned among themselves. And when they reasoned among themselves, they received nothing from the Lord. Proverbs 16:25, there's a way that seems right unto man, but in the end it leads to death. So don't trust culture to live your life. Don't trust culture. Don't trust, we don't want to trust tradition, and we don't want to trust reason. And there's a fourth one, a fourth unreliable source of authority, and it's emotion. Amen. I feel it, so it must be right. If it feels good, do it. I do what I feel like doing. The problem with feelings is feelings can lie. Even people today say seeing is believing. No, that's the opposite of what the Word says. Even in virtual reality today, we know that seeing is not believing. Virtual reality can create its own reality. Just because you felt it was God doesn't mean it was God. Feelings can be deceiving. You must base what you do on the Word of God. In fact, the Bible gives a great example of that in the book of Judges. The nation of Israel was falling apart, and it says in Judges 21:25, in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Reason. Everyone did whatever they felt like doing. And that's as true today as it was thousands of years ago. People just do whatever they feel like doing. So don't trust culture to base your life on. Don't trust tradition. Don't trust reason. And don't trust emotions. There's only one completely reliable source, reliable authority for life, and that's the Word of God. Amen. Let me give you that scripture again, but I'm going to read it in the Message Bible for you. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 in the Message. Every part of Scripture is God-breathed and is useful one way or another, showing us the truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, and training us to live God's way. Through the Word, we are put together and shaped up for the tasks that God has for us. It's through the Word that we become all God wants us to be. It shows us the path that we're to walk on. It shows us if we get on the off the path, how to get back on the path, and then it shows us how to stay on the path that God wants us on. Hallelujah. So when culture says this, go to the Bible. Live your life based on the Word. When it contradicts tradition, go to the Bible. When you're looking at something and it seems reasonable, go to the Bible. When you've got emotions and feelings that says, I want to do this, go to the Bible. God's Word is perfect. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word will never pass away. Amen. Hallelujah. When you wonder what's true and when you wonder what's right and you wonder what to do, the first question should always be, what does the Word of God say? Amen. Hallelujah.